Feels really weird on a microphone when everybody's up here, but whatever.
Okay, so I guess while we're waiting for the rest of the people on the list to filter in, I'll just say... What? Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah, that's going to be a bit of a problem. Whatever. Some people are here, so if they filter in later, we'll just skip over them and come back to them afterwards. Who here doesn't really know what's going on? All right. Asshole. sorry, I got something in my throat. Okay, so basically what we're doing here is a key signing party. If anybody has seen how this encryption stuff, this fancy pants encryption stuff, like Web of Trust, the whole premise behind it is that in order to make sure that keys are trustworthy, rather than try to verify every single one out there yourself, you assign trust to other people, and then if you know somebody and you trust them, and they know somebody and they trust them, and you trust their judgment, then you trust the third person. And it chains along, and hopefully you can grab somebody's key who you've never met before and compute the trust metrics on it and go, okay, well, I've never met this person before, but because I know this person who knows this person who knows this person, then I think they're okay, because it chains all the way down to this other person. To do this, everybody needs to like sign keys if possible and try to extend this web of trust out to as many people as possible. So that's why we're here right now. Basically, I'm pissed off because at every single con I've been to in the past, I've gone around handing out business cards with my key fingerprint on it, and people are like, oh, wow, let's swap signatures. This will be awesome. And then I go home and I sign their key and I upload it to the key server at their request or whatever, and they never sign mine. And so I've got like 5 signatures on my key because people are scumbags. And I don't like that. So we're going to do a key signing. We're going to do it the right way. We're going to do it officially, and it's hopefully going to work. So what we're going to do is everybody who comes by and wants to participate, you'll be given a list. The list has everybody's keys on it that if they sent their keys to me in advance. So we're going to go through those first. Basically, we'll go down the list, and we'll pick out the people, and they'll come up, and they'll read off their key fingerprint, and you can all look at the list and make sure it matches up, and so you don't have to trust what's on the paper. You just hear what they say, and if it's good, check it off. We'll also be doing ID verification. I'm one of those people that I will ask somebody for photo ID if they want me to sign their key. A lot of people get very offended when I ask for this, which is kind of weird, because identity verification is just as important as key verification. Because, you know, it's all well and good if a key is valid and it matches up to an electronic copy that you get. But if, you know, I went around saying, here's my key, here's my key, here's my key, and it said Emmanuel Goldstein on the key as the name, and then you said, hey, wow, I want to tell Emmanuel how great the con was, and you use the key and you send it to me, that's no good. So ID verification is just as important. I understand that a lot of people are very uncomfortable with this. So if you're good with this, then show off your ID. That's what I'm going to be doing. We're not recording it in any way, so it's not going to go out to the internet at large. If you're not, then you can try to prove your ID in any other way that you want, but it's up to the people out there whether they consider it acceptable enough to sign off on your key. So however you want to deal with it, deal with it, but we're going to try to do this as quickly as possible. And I really suggest if you have your real name on your key, show your ID. Is anybody here a scumbag? Other than you? She is. Watch out for her. She's shifty. I have no problems with showing off my ID to people. Then again, I also had a few hundred people at my apartment last night. So, whatever. So, I guess I need a copy of the sheet. That would be helpful. So, I guess I'll just start off by saying I have 3 keys on this sheet. You need a copy? Yeah, don't read your own fingerprint from this sheet. Like, you were supposed to have brought your fingerprint otherwise. Because if you read your fingerprint from this sheet, I could have fucked with it. And then you're reading off a bad fingerprint that I deliberately screwed up. Like, I don't trust you, and you should not trust me. These sheets are here for your convenience. Do not trust them. They could be wrong. I could have messed with them somehow. I could be trying to hacksaw you all, which is why everybody has to make sure that they convey to the audience that the information of theirs on this sheet is correct. And there are these little boxes next to the information, so you can check it off once you've verified it. And, yeah. So, please don't read your fingerprint off this sheet, is what's being said. Do we have more people who need copies of the lists? No? Okay. Well, I think it's on the third page. All right, so I have three keys on the third page on the right-hand side. My name is Seth Hardy, for those of you who don't know. I will be showing off my photo ID to confirm my identity, even though it's like printed in things like the booklet and the program and all of that. But if anybody would like to come up here and take a look at my out-of-date license, it's still valid. I just don't live in Massachusetts anymore. Okay, if we want to do it that way, who here is actually willing to show ID? Oh, wow. Okay, excellent. I was not expecting that. Okay, we can just do an ID round robin afterwards for everybody who wants to do ID. Otherwise, just say, I'm not comfortable, and you can come up and try to figure out some other way of doing it. But I made these lists. The information for me on these sheets are correct. If you really want me to read off the fingerprints, does anybody want me to read off the fingerprints? You do? Oh, no, I understand. I'm just saying, like, I printed all these out myself, so. All right, let's start. My DSA key, Chartier d'Oculay, the one on the upper right of the last page, BF63, A0A7, 3BCA, 1D7D, EDE1, 63BF, 46FB, 95D9, 5E34, 5628. Next one down, RSA key. Please don't sign this unless you have an RSA key as well, because this is mostly for backwards compatibility with people who use PGP2 still. And if you put a DSA signature on an RSA key, it can break things. So please only put RSA signatures on this key. Fingerprint is 7A, 69, 1D, 9D, 26, 69, 66, 49, 80, 0D, F6, 50, 7B, 30, 64, CC. Third one, Chartier Tsumego, 3A7C, 1B62, E31C, A33C, 8C5F, 11CB, F84D, AE5C, 6F84, 7641. Are there any problems? Do people need me to repeat anything, or are we good? First half? All right. 3A7C, 1B62, E31C, A33C, HC5F. Which key are you asking about? That was the Tsumego key. Your what?
Your DSA.
Oh, the DSA key. BF63, A0A7, 3BCA, 1D7D, EDE1. Cool. All right, so Ark Riley, you here? Okay. Nick Mathewson? All right, if you want to come on up.
I'm Nick Mathewson. My fingerprint is B35B, F85B, F194, 89D0, 4E28, C33C, 2119, 4EBB, 1657, 33EA. And I'll be showing ID later, and I've got other ways to authenticate myself if you want.
right, thank you. Atom Smasher.
Okay. Robert Kuak.
Kuak.
Okay. Smoke. Hacksaw. Jason Clark. Everybody's at that social engineering panel. Adam Pennington. Oh, you're here? Come on up. Oh, okay.
All right. My fingerprint is 72 7 D 1 9 8 5 E 7 5 C B 3 E 5 6 2 C 6 6 7 C 7 C 1 5 7 9 E 6 5 8 or sorry E 8 F 8 9 A 5 3.
All right, so Adam Pennington, Amit Jain, Ben,
I'm Ben. My fingerprint is 66D3 5 1 3 E 6 E 9 C A 2 2 F 6 7 F E D B 0 9 B 8 D 2 E A F 0 F F F 5 D 0 2 9.
Thank you. Bryce Nichols.
Hey, I'm Bryce Nichols. My key fingerprint is 550E82E2 99D7 02 20 1009 1AC7 213E E392 8AAB C179.
Thank you. The guys who just came in, do you need sheets or anything like that? Yeah? Who's got the sheets? You got the sheets. All right, page 2. David Walker. Yes, no? Okay. Douglas Calvert.
I'm Douglas Calvert. I have two keys on there. I don't know what order they're in. I'll read off key C9541FB2. My fingerprint is 08173 0D4 82B6 B B8D 5E66 06F6 B796 0 73 D C9541FB2. The second key is a sign only key, finger key ID 072FAC89. The fingerprint is E58F9E62CB26 5E06 47A5 2FCC41A2 2522 7072FAC89.
All right, next up, Dr. Bryce A. Lynch.
Hello, I'm Bryce A. Lynch. I'm also the doctor from 412. I will not be showing ID today, but I'm here with a few other folks in my web of trust. You can authenticate me through them. My fingerprint for my public key is 7 9 6 0 1 C D C 8 5 C 9 0 B 6 3 8 D 9 F D D 8 9 3 B D 8 F F 2 B 8 0 7 B 1 7 C 1.
All right, Laura Bowser Owen.
Laura Bowser, also known as L-Wing. My fingerprint is 28-6C-EC-2E-3B-FF-41-F9-9-3-CC-3825-249-E-69-02-668-D-922-A.
Thank you. Jay Ercole. All right, Mangala. Where'd you go? Where'd he go? He was just here. All right, skipping. Mark Renouf.
Hi, I'm Mark Renouf, also known as Tweaked. And I've already verified my key, so I'll just read it off of here. And that is the 1ACD8184. That's 3A76-13EC-9AF1-79E5-0A84-E29F-C42A-865-2-1ACD-8184. And I will be willing to show ID later.
By the way, sorry if I mangle your name. I wait, hold on. Mangala? We just skipped you, so. Okay, never mind.
Hi, I'm Michael Richardson. The first key is a signing key, and unfortunately I'm on my laptop, so I can't verify it right now. The second one is my personal key. I will be signing you with my signing key, though, and they are cross-signed. My personal key, which is the second one there, Michael Richardson, fingerprint, it's an RSA key, 28-D4-92-77-5E-24-70-68-6F-A2-FF-0B-46-37-78-2F. And the key ID from memory is, I think, E99. I can't remember the rest from memory.
Okay. Wow, you've got a lot of user IDs on that key. All right. Michael Allers. One second.
The first key that you see on that list, 0568F402, I have very badly not issued a revocation for that. It wasn't compromised or anything. I just stopped using it at some point. I forget why. Okay, anyway. The fingerprint. Sorry. 0508-7F08-FAE2-EAF-D-FA2D-3924-0ACA-4EB90-0F59-60-FA.
Thank you. Mike Castleman, you're here? Oh, there you are. Hey, do you want to like run and go get it, or do you just want to do it afterwards? Okay. Michael Tetrault. Jim Ray. Patrick Butler. Piranha. I know you. Get up here.
All right. I'm the second to last on the, I don't know which page this is, but on the left side. My name is Jean-Paul Guy LaRocque. It is a DSA key. The fingerprint is 56128 or 10A8 49 86 2D 85A9952B4C025E02F61D2E61. I did verify this with a copy I have on hand, and I have a passport also.
Who's got the handouts? Miles, do you have? Who's got the handouts? All right, over there. All right, Sander? Yes, no? No. All right, next to me, Thomas Lund.
The first key is RSA key. And it's the fingerprint is BD56C7. Oh, the key fingerprint is the key ID is 5D00E831. Yes. Thomas Lund. Wrong guy. Yeah, didn't I say that?
No.
Okay. I'll try again, and I'll read it from my paper here. D500E831. That's better? Okay. So let's try the fingerprint. BD56C7241F4B09673F E897A30D31FBE. And then there is the DSA key right beneath it. And I'm reading this off my second paper. And it's EADE6FB4723E35D7F502 6F38 7789 FE3699 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 FE
Thank you. Amber? I guess it's come to my attention that Amber is wrong. Sucker.
All right. Okay, I'm Amber Fetchko. That is one key I use. There's another UID on that key that for some reason didn't make it on the list. 8172508A, E607377B, E214, 6F9D1917, F68E4CDF, E09C.
Okay, Sedient, you're up. Everybody knows Sedient, right? Like, how can you not know this guy? His reputation precedes him internationally.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, here he is.
Okay, my my key thing, the first number is, the whole number.
Just read off this whole thing.
Okay, yeah, it's 7D38 64 22 D7 F6 6A B1 36 2C 62 B0 6C 09 31 D4 25 17 72 FE.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Craig.
There you are.
I'm Gregory Pomerantz, and my key fingerprint is 16F1 92F6 9336 1BD2 29F5 FEB6 2017 C6E1 696D 17F0.
Thank you. Miles?
I'm Miles Norton. Key ID is DA5BFE1D, I think. And the fingerprint is 6C75FB DE513A A4C3BD F4E7D71B7578 1C.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Far, you're up. Mr. Davis, I should say. Mr. Davis. Mr. Respectable Davis.
All right. I'm Mike Davis, also known as Far. Key ID E21E8921. And my fingerprint is 189B158A2B825C9B. 74D1 0584 B981 8E1B and E21E8921. Not sure why, but I'm already on the side.
Yeah. Okay. Do we miss anybody who came in late? Sorry? Yes, I will. Can we get people who came in late? Just come on up. So there was a mention of use subkeys.pgp.net as your key server, especially if there are multiple user IDs on it, because apparently there are issues with key servers and multiple UIDs that I haven't run into, and it breaks things. So, subkeys. I thought it was UIDs on subkeys or something like that. Okay, apparently if you have multiple subkeys, some key servers will break. So, okay, yeah, that's... Okay.
Which won't be imported.
Right. Yeah, it'll just get merged when you do the import. Okay, so there you go. The other mention was somebody mentioned to me in email when this was getting organized that apparently it's very rude to submit signatures to a key server directly. I've never heard this before in my life. I can understand if their key is not on a key server already, but... I think most people, like I've talked to, have no idea of that. So if you would rather your keys not go to a key server and be sent directly back to you, I think just let the audience know and it can be marked off. But I think almost everybody I've talked to just wants it. Okay.
One of the reasons I suggested that is that if you sign somebody's key,
they have to prove that they have possession of the decryption key by you taking your signature on their key. So you have their signed key with your new signature on it. If you just post that up to a key server, put that into circulation, that doesn't prove that they can decrypt using that key. But if you take that signed key, export it, take an ASCII and just export it, encrypt it to that person, only the person who has control of that decryption key can make any use of that signed key. The other reason I do it is because, or the other reason I request that for myself is because I use an expiration date on my keys. A big reason for that is kind of a automatic self-revocation in case I ever forget my password, among other reasons. And
the default for GPG is that if you sign a key with an expiration, your signature expires the same time as the expiration. And since I plan on renewing my keys every so often, I'd prefer to have my signatures on my key not expire.
Fair enough. Okay. So is there anybody else? Yeah, oh yeah, that's absolutely true, but one more thing. This guy is apparently on the list, and he doesn't have a copy of the list, so if you're not participating and you have a copy, can you please give up your copy? Okay, thank you. All right, so.
Are we reading them all?
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever wants to go.
Okay, I'm Ark Riley. I can provide plenty of ID if you need it. My fingerprint, I'm at the top of the first page. My fingerprint is DCC1-3954-729B-EB27-4C9C-2423-7CE1 EF99-6955-193D.
I've got to find where my keys are on here. Let's see. All right. My first key is on page 1 of 6, fourth from the top. That's a 4096 RSA primary key with a DSA and an Elgamal subkey. The RSA fingerprint on that, and if anyone wants to see identification that I can prove that I really am Adam Smasher, I can do that. The fingerprint on that key is, where are we? 762 Alpha, 3 Bravo, 9 8, Alpha 3, Charlie 3, 96 Charlie 9, Charlie 6, Bravo 7, 58 2 Alpha, Bravo 8, 8 Delta, 52 Echo 4, Delta 9, Foxtrot 5, 78 0 8. Next key. Next key is going to be my real name. That's easy to prove with ID, if I can find it.
Did those other two keys I gave you?
Huh? Oh, are they? Oh, okay. Immediately below that, Adam Amet. That's another 4096 RSA key with a DSA and an Elgamal subkey. And the RSA fingerprint from that is 1544 Charlie 707 1603 9 Bravo 55 0 Alpha 8 Delta Delta 66 Charlie 0998 856 Charlie 2688 2 Charlie 3 Echo. And the next key immediately below that, or not immediately below that. The third key. So down from the top. Immediately above that, that's a 1024 DSA key with an Elgamal subkey. And that's webmaster at csxsucks.com. I don't have any ID with that on it, but if anyone was at my talk on Friday, then you know that's me. The fingerprint there is Charlie 7, 3 Charlie, 1 Alpha, 2 9, Echo 5, 1 0, 3 0, 6 Delta, 7 6, 2 5, 5 7, 8 0, 4 1, 1 Bravo, Foxtrot 9, 1 4, 1 9, 1 5, Charlie Alpha, Charlie 6. And if anyone signs those keys, just please you can send those signed keys to me, not post them to a key server, and please feel free to encrypt them to me.
Thank you. Anybody else that we missed? Oh, wait. This guy's already up here, so sorry.
Hi. My name's Robert Kulach. I'm in the middle of the first page. Key ID 1950203C. My email is rk8@njit.edu. Fingerprint 5B44 3E5C 73D1 679A 2B80 DE6C EED 020A 1950203C, and it's 1024 bit DSA key.
Thank you.
My name is Mangala. I'm on the third page, seventh from the top. My key ID is 1F15AA42. Fingerprint is A093F440. I have A0. Unless I can. A0. A093F440. 030F63F8. F0D3 4842 F34D DF30 1F15 AA42. A093. I hand wrote it. It's possible I copied it wrong. It's possible I copied it wrong, but I'll sign it myself. Oh, I already did. I can also prove I'm Mangala because I'm telling you so. Nobody else has this name, and a lot of people know me as well.
I can also vouch for him if it means anything.
Robert Kulach, I have photo ID, driver's license, and also university ID with a sort of worn-out picture, but it shows I'm from that university. And also, if you go to directory.njit.edu and type in my name, you could verify that. It is my email address.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay. Here, take the mic.
Patrick Butler, if y'all want to help me. Cool. Yeah, there I am. Okay. So, fingerprint is 89 Charlie Delta. Patrick Butler, sorry. Sorry, I thought you heard. Where am I again? Third page, 5-6. Third from the bottom. 89 Charlie Delta, 0. F, and I have no idea what that would be. Epsilon Bravo. Oh, yeah, Foxtrot. 9 Delta 40. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Delta Epsilon 4 Charlie 9 Delta 4 0 Epsilon Delta Delta Charlie 7 5 Alpha Alpha 2 5 2 5 Foxtrot 2 6 0 0 6 8 0 3 Charlie Foxtrot 7.
Never mind. Echo, yeah. All right, is there anybody else? Anybody else on the list that didn't make it originally? Anybody else who wants to jump in? All right. This is, I guess, my fault. I guess I screwed up on her key. She told me to take one of them out, and I think I took the wrong one out. So, sorry. My fault.
Not actually on the list. Same email as the Amber XIs at telekinetic.net. Both of them have my first and last name, Amber Fetchko. This is just a different key. The first one is on page 3. It's between Thomas Lund and right above Sedient. Page 6 out of 6. Sorry, page 6 out of 6. 3 out of 3 on the bottom. Okay, it is EC408241. What? I'm starting the fingerprint. Is the last, yeah. What? Okay. Was it 2087? I'll start over. Okay. EC40821201BF119B87D54A61 0BC61 6E9400D6. Obviously, the last 8 digits are the key ID.
Can you type in size?
What?
Can you type in size?
DSA, it's 1024.
Okay, anybody else? Anybody else on the list? Not on the list? Wants to get on it? 5 minutes? Okay, we've got 10 minutes left for this. So I guess if everybody with photo ID wants to come up to the front, I think it's small enough that the two lines thing isn't necessary. Like if we stand in a circle and just, you know, I'll show you yours if you show me mine. Or swap that. Swap that. Yeah, I'm dyslexic too. Sorry. Or something like that. So if you trust me.
That could be.
If you trust me, go. I wouldn't. Honestly, I wouldn't.
Okay. So.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm gonna put this down and let's go.
It's really easier if we do it online.
Yeah, the line is a little bit easier.